Well, praise the Lord. I thank each and every one of you for dialing in. And the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not be in want for anything. Would you now be so kind as to join me for a word of prayer? Father God, we come before your throne this morning giving you thanks, praising you because you're simply worthy to be praised. We love you. We honor you. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning and giving us a brand new day with brand new mercies. We thank you for our founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them, their families, their ministries, their business, the assignments that you currently have them on. We thank you for our speaker this morning, our mouthpiece this morning. We already know that you've already downloaded a rich word into their belly, and we pray in the name of Jesus that it will come forth with clarity, O God, and that we will have hearts to receive it, ears to hear it, and then a mind to apply it. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Gloria Tate. Lord, we ask that you be with her in the passing of her brother. We ask that you be with the family, Lord God, during this time of bereavement, Lord God. We also want to call out co-founder Pastor LaVonna Lewis and our beloved Pastor Candy. We ask that you give special comfort during this season in their lives as they have experienced loss of loved ones making their transition. Now, Father God, we serve notice to that devil that he has no, absolutely no authority on this call. This call shall go forth with clarity, and it shall not be any interruptions and no drop calls. We thank you, and we love you, and we bless you. We also want to lift up artists and the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for all of us that are trying to make it, that are going to make it there, not trying, but are going to be in Las Vegas, February 16th and 17th. So we thank you for your provision and your protection, your traveling mercies, and everything that needs to be done for us to have a great conference. We love you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. I want you to know that the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not be in want of anything. And I am at this time turning the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful woman of God. Take it away.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being such a blessing to the masses, Minister Ada, and I give God glory for you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for seating everyone, greeting everyone, and then giving us that wonderful tag, The Lord is My Shepherd Wednesday. Praise God. I shall not want. Yes, yes, yes. Well, good morning, TMC family. It's so good to speak to you once more and again this morning. It's, yes, it's chilly, and I'm loving it. And we give God glory for it. And we're thanking God for you joining us this morning here on the Master's Call, which we call the Telecommunications Sanctuary. Praise God. And we're so thankful to God for starting this call back in October 2010. Yes, he did, over 5 years ago through these anointed and appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Ms. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We're so blessed to know that we have a scripture that we stand on, and that's Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Oh, yes. And then we have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and your loved ones, your foes, if you have any, tell them to just come on this call and be blessed. There's no doubt about it. When they get on, they will get a blessing. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all messages, believe it or not, all 5 years have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then you'll notice our theme for this year, which I'm so excited about, is in 2016, through me. God's glory is being seen. Yes, yes, I got to repeat it. In 2016, we got to speak this thing. Through me, God's glory is being seen. So we started our some 21-day corporate fast, some 40-day corporate fast. We started it January 5th, but it's not too late for you to join in. We'll be here together praying and fasting with the Daniel Fast. And you can get the directives and what we're praying for and all that information on our website. And also, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or host, or you want to share a word from the Lord, you may send your requests and information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. You may also have your prayer requests or praise reports, and you can send them to that as well. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal, phenomenal company, which is Artists International. We thank God for it because we are helping people get healthy again. It's nothing like having your health. When you don't have your health, what do you have? So here we are as Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family, and Papa made, I think it's 77 years yesterday, his birthday. So we're so grateful to God that he started this company well over 25 years ago, and we're excited about what's going on. We got the new 72-hour weight loss system that people are thriving and loving because it's all natural, and we're getting ready to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, February 16, 17. We want to see your face in the place. We're excited, and we know that the kickoff is going to be a blessing. It's going to be at Planet Hollywood Hotel. So get your tickets, get there, and get this blessing because new things are taking place in Artists International. And also, you can get more information about our company and what's taking place on the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, that's 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. Today is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, so you will get vital information. I don't know it yet, but they're going to speak on, but we'll find out. And I tell you, the Flanagans come through. Queen Victoria brings it. And you want to know about what our products are doing for different ailments that we have, helping so many people. Now, I won't prolong the time because we are ready to hear a word from on high. Yes, we are. I'm so grateful and excited for this man of God who's no stranger to this call. He's been a blessing from day one, and he is none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. And, you know, he has a heart for the world. He is married to the love of his life and best friend, Marcia Brown, and together they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III and Christina Eve. Now, back in 2004, Pastor Chuck had founded Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Kenner, Louisiana. Yes, my neighbor state. And I tell you this, the man of God has been blessing. The Lord has used him to grow the ministry by leaps and bounds. And I'm telling you, he is not only a pastor, but he's a brother to many. He's a mentor to many. Of course, he's a husband. He's a father. He is a businessman. He is a singer. Oh, yes, he is. A songwriter, a author, a music producer, just to name a few. He is none other than my brother, a blessing to the masses, none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
I am, Minister Terrell. God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God for you, Minister Ada, and all who serve so faithfully. We appreciate God for each of you. And I want to say Happy New Year to all, to my partners in crime, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We praise God for you and your vision and your assignment. Let's get to Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. New Living Translation states, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want to minister this morning, probably for the next few weeks. I can't be stopped. I can't be stopped. I can do all things. I cannot be stopped. God has given me a word that has fired me up this morning. And honestly, there are times when what you need from the Lord comes from the simplest of words. This is one of those scriptures that most Christians know, yet we underestimate the power of those verses, of the verse. We don't appreciate the true meaning behind it, and therefore we miss out on the strength it can give us in moments of weakness. Anybody ever feel weak from time to time? And I'm not just talking physical weakness, but those moments when you're emotionally drained, spiritually exhausted, mentally sapped, those times when because of the strain of last year, you're just glad to start over. Winter was so bad that you're just glad you made it through. Spring was such a burden until you're glad you made it out. The heat of summer was so intense that you're relieved to make it to the next season. Oh, you've had financial burdens before, but not like this one. You've been sick before, but not as consistent as this time. You've fallen down before, but never to this extent. You've messed up before, but the damage now seems irreparable. You've been downcast before, but this depression seems to have you in an altogether different place because it seems to have taken the fight out of you. I don't want to fight anymore. Y'all can have this job. You can have this marriage. Haters, you want what I have so bad here? You can have this. Issues on issues, problem after problem, setback after setback. Paul is writing to the Church of Philippi here, and he begins by letting them know that he had to have a shift in his mindset regarding what he's been facing. He says something that's hard to admit. Not that I was ever in need. I've just learned how to be content with whatever I've had. I've learned to make do. Thought it was the lowest point of my life, but I've learned how to make do. And then he goes on to say, I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. I've learned how to get by. I've learned how to take what I have and make it work. I can make a meal out of anything. Give me some flour and oil, and I can make a dinner. Give me $10, and I can grocery shop for a week. Give me $5, and I can keep my car going for a little while. But he doesn't stop there. The truth of the matter is verses 11 and 12 sound like they come from a person who has accepted his lot in life. It sounds like a woman who's been down so long until she accepts that she'll never be on top. A man who knows that his job is probably the only one that he'll have. So they adjust, listen, they adjust their lives to accommodate their struggle. There's real danger in switching your life around to make your struggle comfortable. Never allow what you're going through to get you comfortable. Don't allow it to get comfortable in your life. You ever had a guest who was supposed to only stay with you for a few days, but a few days turns into months, and before you know it, months have turned into years, and now you're looking at a person who's become comfortable on your couch, not contributing to anything, but has become a real weight. There comes a time when you tell them, you got to go. I don't know what's next for you, but you have to get up out of here. And that's what you have to do when your struggle gets comfortable. I can understand if it was only here for a few days, but all of 2015? I can understand if it was for a couple of weeks, but the entire year, oh, no, you have to go. Don't unpack your bags because you're not moving in. Don't start calling this your room because nothing in here belongs to you. I will not get comfortable having you around. Paul then makes a declaration, and I believe that this statement was made out of faith. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And the tone then has changed from I'm content with what I have to I can do all things. He basically told them, I can't be stopped. I wonder if anyone else believes that that you won't be able to be stopped this year. In 41 years of living, I've discovered that the devil does not change his tactics often. He will continue to use the same difficulties over and over again to keep you in a place of oppression. But I have something that is going to break that cycle because he understands that until we learn the lesson we need to learn, until we change the behavior that so often came as a result of him putting us in certain predicaments and turmoil, until we learn how to make the changes, then the cycle is going to continue. But we got to learn how to break that cycle. And I have three simple points that's going to help you in this. The first thing you need to understand is my past can't stop me. My past cannot stop me. Let's be honest. Too often we allow our past to determine how we react presently, which alters our future. the devil wants you to live historically, and he wants you to be so caught up in your past until you miss the future that God has for you. Your past has such a hold over you until you can't even get over it. You're trying to live a forward-moving life looking backwards. And the devil realizes that he can stop you if he can keep you looking back. He can keep you from making progress because you're still trying to change something that's impossible to change. I'm sorry, but my past is over. My history is only there as a reminder of how far God has brought me. Devil, you can't use what you used in 2015 against me because that year is over. That year is gone. That period of my life is through. I'm not even trying to check on it. I'm glad that time is done, and I'm not going to let it stop me. My past can't stop me. But number two, also, my pain can't stop me. Here's another tactic that the devil uses. Well, let me go back to my past because I don't know why I need to share this, but too often we're trying to allow God to use us. We're trying to look for what's next, but we're always complaining and talking about the past. And this is both negatively and positively. Even what God has done for you in a positive manner, the victories and stuff, use it as a testimony, but look forward to what God does next. And in particular, and I'm not throwing off here, please receive the spirit of what I'm about to say. Even in the church, the body of Christ, too often we look to the past as a reference for what God wants to do in the future. But when you really read the Word of God, you never see two miracles alike. It's very rare to see God do the same thing in the same manner twice. And I don't understand why it is that every institution in the world can look forward, but when it comes to the church and the body of Christ, we're the only ones that look backwards. It's kind of like Joshua saying to God, look, this is what you did for Moses. You let him have the plagues, and you let him cross over the Red Sea without worrying about drowning or any of these things. I want that. And God is like, no, you have Jericho. You have some other things that I want to show you that I can do. I've already proven what I can do in the past. There's something new that I want to do for you. And this is for somebody, whoever will receive this. God has something new for you this year that you didn't experience on last year, but don't worry about what you did or did not experience last year, because this year is going to be a greater year for you. So my past can't stop me. Number two, my pain can't stop me. Here's another tactic that the enemy uses. He takes what we call pain, and he pushes it onto us. He wants us to be reminded of our pain so that we can give up all hope, give up all faith of feeling relief. And I'm here to let you know that no matter what you feel right now, life is about to get better for you. I said earlier, don't restructure your life to accommodate your struggle. There will be pain that hits from time to time, and it can take on physical form, mental forms of pain, emotional, and even spiritual forms of pain. Pain, watch this, indicates that something is wrong. It shows that something is out of place, and that's the key. Instead of letting pain stop me, I got to find out what's wrong so that I can correct it this time. So the mistakes of last year won't be repeated, because I'm fixing what's wrong. God allowed the pain to come in oftentimes so I can know that I'm out of place, that something is wrong, that something ain't right. Okay, so I need to look at it and reconfigure some things so that I don't continue to deal with the pain. You go to the doctor normally because something is wrong, and you expect them to give you an analysis of why you're dealing with what you're dealing, and they can structure a medical regimen, a treatment regimen that can help you to get better. And in our lives, man, when we're looking at relationships, we got to make sure that if something is wrong, that I address what's wrong so that we don't continue to build it, because the pain will not leave until I understand and correct what's wrong. So let this be a year and a season. Forget just 2016. Let this be the rest of your life where, Lord, when I feel pain, that I will look at what's wrong so I can address it and never have to repeat it. My past can't stop me. My pain can't stop me. I'm almost done. Here's number three. I want you to get this. The pressure can't stop me. The pressure cannot stop me. Whenever the devil has tried holding your past against you and using the pain to stop you but fails, then he ups the pressure. He ups the pressure. Pressure breaks pipes. Pressure makes it hard to breathe. Pressure complicates life. To a person that's under a lot of pressure, even small decisions can become hard to make. A lot of people on the line right now, you've been under a lot of pressure lately. Been under pressure on your job, home pressure, pressure in relationships, financial pressure, physical pressure. Pressure takes the form of intimidation. You're almost forced to make decisions you don't want to make because of pressure. You leave because you feel forced to. You move because something or someone is coercing you to do so. That's what we call peer pressure. It's people around you who are able to get you to do what you really don't want to do, get you to do what they want you to do, and you do it because of the pressure. And I discovered that peer pressure is not age-limited, but a lot of times, even the older we get, we're still looking for validation from people, and we allow the pressure from them to push us into places we don't want to be in. In martial arts, your opponent can be disabled if you hit and attack his pressure points. That's where the devil tries to do his worst. He hits those areas he knows can affect us the most. So if he can't get directly to you or come at you directly, he'll hit the kids, causing them to behave in a way that's messing up and disrupting their schoolwork, having them behavioral problems, even dealing with mental illnesses and all of these things, because he knows that that's a pressure point for us. No parent wants their child to suffer. He hits your heart. He causes people to just hurt you, and so now you're feeling the pressure of brokenness, the pressure of feeling incomplete. And you hear people telling you, yo, no, you need to be complete. You need to be whole. And you're sitting there saying, Lord, I want to. But the pressure is crushing my hopes of getting better. He hits and plays with your mind. He takes the peace and the sanity that you've experienced and disrupts all of it. And every time you feel like you're taking a step forward, the pressure comes into your life to the point now that even when you take a step forward, you're looking backwards to take those two steps because of pressure. But I'm here to let the devil know that no matter what he does, he cannot stop what God is doing in my life. Let me tell you something. Your life consists of more than singular events. Your life consists of more than singular events. Do not allow events to dictate your faith and trust in God. If you got fired, then trust God that another door is opening. Then if you got evicted, then know that God has something better for you. Listen, when your focus is only on the event, you miss out on the working out part. By themselves, things may seem bad, but when they work together, they turn out for good. That's why it's not the end. That's why this game is not over. That's why the battle hasn't been lost, because God is strategically getting you ready for what's next. Better is coming. Greater is ahead. Success is in your future. Don't let pressure keep you from it. In fact, what God wants to do is he wants to allow the pressure to work for you. But see, the devil doesn't understand what he's doing when he pressures you. Pressure builds and builds and builds and it builds and builds until something breaks. I'm trying to tell you that the pressure you've been dealing with has been building and building until it causes a break in your life. That's why we call it a breakthrough. The pressure that was supposed to kill me broke me through the barriers holding me back. The pressure that was supposed to kill me actually broke my pride. The pressure that was supposed to destroy me actually broke my ego and in effect brought me to a place of humility. And now God can exalt me in due season because the pride is out the way. The pressure broke everything that was wrong. And God said, now I can use you because before the pressure came in your life, you had so much junk and so much clutter and so much congestion until I couldn't even get through to you. So I had to allow the pressure to come through you, come to your life so that the breakthrough can come. In fact, my greatest praise, if I'm honest about it, my greatest praise came out of my greatest pressure. My greatest shout happened because of the greatest pressure. I prayed because I had nothing left to do. I gave God my best because I had nothing, no one else to turn to. And the pressure caused me to turn my face towards God and turn my face towards heaven, and it brought me down to my knees. The pressure brought tears to my eyes. The pressure brought brokenness to my spirit. The pressure made me realize that I'm not in this thing by myself, and by myself I can do nothing. But like Paul declared, now I can do all things through Christ who's strengthening me past my past, past through the pain, and despite the pressure, God is right there on my side. And now I realize more now than ever before that I cannot be stopped. I want to encourage you with this word that you cannot allow the enemy to stop you with anything that comes your way. Amen. I want to turn the call back over to my sister. You can take it over. But remember this all day, even when the enemy is coming back at you, he's going to come at you today. He's going to come at your job. He's going to come through your family. But just remind yourself, I cannot be stopped. I pray that this word was a blessing to your life. God bless you.
And God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. We cannot be stopped. We receive that word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Chuck Brown, for that awesome and on-time word. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we so glorify and honor you, O God, that this day you have given us a message, Lord God, that we can stand on and realize that we cannot be stopped. With you, all things are possible, and we realize, Father, that we are already victorious through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this man of God who gave us a profound message, Lord God. So we ask that you pour back into him virtues of love, peace, joy, overflow, Lord God. Bless him with finances. Bless him with abundance, oh God, that it overflows to others, oh God. We thank you for keeping him and his family in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for keeping his church and his community, everything, his city, Lord God, everything where his feet tread. We glorify you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them and keep them. Bless the Joy Retreat, Lord God. Bless Dr. Vanessa and her mother, Lord, her mother Josie, who's going through a trying time with the loss of her friend. Father, we know that all things are still working together for the good of those that love you. We ask you, Father, that you bless the bereaved families, Lord God. We lift up the Gloria Tate and her family, Lord God. We lift up Tiffany Lauderdale and her family, Lord God. We lift up the Kirkwood family, Father God. We lift up the Gillanew and the Lewis family, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you are comforting where comfort is needed. We're believing it. We're receiving it. We know, Father, that you can comfort like none other. Father God, we thank you for the artist family and for the TMC family, Lord God. Continue to strengthen us, oh God, as we go forth as ministers in the marketplace. We give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, Father, because we realize that we cannot be stopped. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to go back and hear this powerful, powerful message again. And to do so, that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677#. Now remember, we got the kickoff coming up February 16th, 17th. Get your tickets. Get there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the next is the New Morning Motivational Call, which is coming up. It's going to be powerful. Get on there and hear Queen Victoria as she talks to us about Awareness Wednesday. And that number again is 641-715-3865. The pin is 539-598#. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory for you. And thank you again, Pastor Chuck, for giving us this profound message. We cannot be stopped. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Father, we appreciate what it is that you've spoken to us and how you continue to show yourself mighty in our lives. We come in agreement with every prayer that was lifted. Thank you, O God, for your comfort, for your healing, for your peace. And I ask, Father, that you will bless our lives forever, that you will cause opportunities to be brought to us today that will open us up to a greater season and a better life. Protect us and keep us in your care until we're once again together. And we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each of you.